Welcome back to another Edible Valley recipe. So today I'm working on a little recipe that is a nice one for at home. Basically, I've been working on this program for Lush Valley, and I was thinking a nice icebreaker would be doing some pancakes. And of course, we're looking for some healthier, more nutritious ideas. So I thought breakfast, pancakes, but then I do a little twist on it and do a little spelt flour. For you who don't know what spelt is an ancient grain, full of nutrition, a little more flavorful than traditional flour. And it's just a little something I've been playing around with, and hopefully you can try it at home and tell me what you think of it. As for ingredients, quite simple. Start out with 1 1/4 cups of spelt flour. We're going to go 2 tablespoons of sugar. I'm going to do 1 tablespoon of baking powder. 1/4 teaspoon of salt, really just a pinch of salt in there. I'm going to go 1 egg in there. I'm going to do 1 1/2 cups of milk. And then we're going to do a little bit of oil. You can either go butter, but we'll just say 3 tablespoons of cooking oil. So that's our basic ingredients. Pretty easy to do. So we'll start off. You're going to need 2 bowls. Start off with a large bowl. We're going to mix together our flour, our sugar, our baking powder, and our salt. In another bowl, we're going to mix together the egg, which you're going to whisk up and just lightly beat, the milk and the oil, and we're just going to mix all that together. Once you have the 2 ingredients there, we're going to pour the liquid in with our dry ingredients and just stir it. Now, we don't want to overstir it. We just want to basically break up all those lumps. And we want to keep it very light. We don't want to really develop the gluten in this product, so we're just going to give it a quick stir. And then I always recommend letting your batter sit for 10 minutes or so. It just lets everything and just makes a little bit of a lighter and fluffier pancake. You're also going to need a skillet or a nice cast iron frying pan that I always like to recommend if you're going to be cooking these. Just nice to have something that has, you can keep a nice steady heat too. Get it over a medium heat, and now we're going to just put a little bit of oil or butter into this pan. And then it's really up to you how big a pancake you want to go. I like to try and keep them all around the same size. So if you have a little ladle, like a 1 2-ounce ladle, that's a great way to start. And we'll just place them in the pan there. Now you really want to watch your temperature, because if it's too hot, it's going to burn right away. So that nice medium heat. And now what I look for here is, when I know it's ready to flip, is I start seeing those little bubbles on the top. And I really like to see the bubble coming right through the middle. Once you get to that spot, flip it over, let it rest for a couple seconds there in the pan. It should cook all the way through, remove, and you're ready for service. I also like to, if you're doing a large batch of these, if you were to double this recipe, even triple this recipe, you could definitely turn on your oven at a very low temperature and just have a nice plate, and you can just throw them on there. You don't want it too hot in there, and just leave the pancakes in there for a few seconds while you get them all done. All right, I hope you enjoy this Edible Valley recipe.